Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
Welcome to Petty Little Things. This is Davina Devine.
And this is Victoria Secret.
Welcome aboard. Petty Express.
Everyone's Kylie obsessed, obviously, at the moment.
Yes.
How are we feeling about this new album? Because Tension is out and I'm a bit tense that I don't know if I care about this album.
I'm gonna tell you now, I haven't listened to it.
I knew you wouldn't have listened to it.
I haven't had time.
It came out on Friday. Yeah. You were working Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, you know.
And do you know what's so funny? I was on a podcast, I was on the Two Cultures podcast last night, and when I was getting ready really quick, when I'm getting ready, I listen to like the weird, I don't listen to music, like I listen to like news talk podcasts, I listen to like the Sunday World crime podcast, like I listen to like the most,
I listen to podcasts as well,
the most weird stuff when it's like, I should be listening to Kyle and Gloria Gaynor and, you know, kind of camp moments.
You were listening to how somebody was murdered and butchered in the corner of a room.
It's very bright in here.
It is very bright. I do listen to music during the last 15 minutes to try and, like, you know,
getting the buzz.
Yeah, getting the buzz. But that's about it. Anyway, I'm curious to see what you think of it. Two of the songs kind of sound like they're from a total different album. And then all in all,
and I love Kylie, so I will listen. I just haven't got around to it yet.
It's just to go from Padam, I think I was expecting a whole album. Yes. Yeah. And it's not that.
And this is very controversial as well. I have to say, I loved Golden. I loved
Golden. You did. I never got into Golden.
Yeah. And I see, I love kind of songs with like words and songs that like have a bit of a story to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hate the mindless like beats with like just stupid terms that just don't mean anything.
So Padam.
Yeah, Padam, pretty much. Yeah. Like I enjoy it, but it's like, it wouldn't be one of my favorites.
What is your favorite Kylie song?
I
find this a really hard question. Madonna, I can do straight away.
My favorite is probably On a Night Like This.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like that one.
I think mine is probably In Your Eyes.
That's another good one as well.
Yeah, that's probably mine. And favorite Kylie album?
I would have to say probably Fever.
Yeah, it is Fever, isn't it? Like, yeah. It's just that moment.
I love Love at First Sight as well.
Mm.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, it's been 2 weeks. We're back.
It has. And I have to say, I got so freaked out last week that I thought we had a podcast to put out.
Oh yeah.
And we didn't. So I was like so freaked out. And What?
We're in my studio and Davina's got her sunglasses on like she is Victoria Beckham. Victoria Beckham spent a whole decade with sunglasses on. And like, I'm kind of catching the sun here.
It's very bright in here.
Davina's in the corner like the Black Widow. Someone's about to fucking die and it might be me.
I'm really tired today, I have to say. And you know, like, life is too bright today. Mm-hmm. So I love when I have it. And like, these sunglasses are great now because they cover everything. Cover, like, there's no light getting in. It's like those, like, I know it's disturbing. It's like those blind person glasses. You know, those, like, but it's just so nice because it's like this room, especially with all the colors and everything. It's like, it's too loud. It's visually too loud.
It's like someone vomited in here.
In your eyes.
I have more workmen in the moment. My kitchen gets done tomorrow, but the electrician's in today. Now, porn lied to us. Porn lied. Yes.
Okay.
I have had at least 20 workmen in the last month.
Oh, you lucky bitch.
Do you think even one of them?
Oh, no, they're always rotten.
Right.
Listen, hello, I live opposite a building site for the last like 20 years or whatever. Yeah. It feels like it's going on 20 years. And I literally, I'm like, you know, netsy at the window. I'm like, he's having a good goo out. Very rarely there's any hotties. Like, I mean, and there's hundreds on that site.
Where's Andy Lee?
Where's Andy Lee? Do you know what? I'm fascinated. It's this one guy who works on the gate. He like gets the trucks in and out, and he has the biggest thigh gap.
When you said biggest, I was like, oh, no, here we go.
Biggest thigh gap. It's like his legs are like two little pepperamis.
Oh my God.
And it's like they're like, but he's kind of bow legged. But I'm fast. I tried to get a picture the other day so I could show you.
Oh my God. Skinny legs. I'm sorry to any of you that have skinny legs. Like, give me anything but skinny legs.
It's in a top 10 rotter. It's in a top 10 rotter.
It gives me a nick.
It lives there in a top 10 rotter. And you know as well, I hate skinny leg girls as well. Like skinny, it's legs that can't fill a boot.
Yeah.
It's legs that can't fill a boot. Yeah, you know, like if there's like a knee-high boot, calf boot, if a leg cannot fill a boot, you shouldn't be wearing it. You should stick to flip-flops or something like that. Something that you just, it's not going to draw attention to the fact that you're actually skin
you
on
can't
bone.
Fill a boot. Here lies blah, blah, blah. Yeah, here lies she skin could on, not fill a boot.
Here lies skin on bone.
I have one calf bigger than the other. So,
oh my God, like breasts?
Yes. But like one of my thigh heights always goes up stunningly.
Yeah.
Other one, I'm like, oof.
Oh, boy, I actually like, should have sit down and have a rest.
I know. No, you never sit down put on a thigh high. Ever.
Really?
No, I don't like sitting in drag anyway because I feel like all my undergarments sit how they should when I'm standing. But once I sit, I feel like tights just roll. Do you know what I mean?
While you were just saying about porn lied to me, this is actually hilarious.
Go on.
So basically, like, I have a little dodgy fire stick.
Yes.
You know, these little fire sticks that go around.
Yeah.
And I've had it for ages and I don't really watch that much TV.
Okay.
But when I do, like, when I have like a little moment to myself, I like just throw on the fire stick.
Yeah.
I love like a little, like I've been watching The Supermodels. Have you been watching this?
No, but that's on my list to start tonight.
And so that's all about like the 90s, about like Linda Evangelista, Cindy Crawford. So I was like, what? Naomi, of course. So, and oh my God, Linda Evangelista, do you remember the way she talks?
No.
Oh my God, I always wanted to be a model.
Shut up.
You know, I'm like, why? What's with the really weird, creepy baby voice?
This is why some of them are just not allowed to talk. It's not like
Kate Moss strange.
Never speaks.
No. So that anyway. So obviously over the last weekend, it just kind of stopped working.
Yeah.
So just like the whole app just doesn't work. So I was like, oh fuck. I was like, and it's not that I need it, but I was like, it's not handy to have there. So I put out a little feeler. I was like, anyone got any fire sticks? Da, da, da. So I got in touch with this. It was actually this older friend of mine put me in touch with this guy who was like, he'll take you on as a client. I was like, wait, okay.
Sounds about like Dolly.
Fine. So I got a call first thing this morning, 11 a.m.
Okay.
And I was like, I was obviously busy. I was like, didn't answer. Mm. And called back. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll take the fire stick. Da, da. And he goes, now, that's no problem. I'll drop that down to you this evening. Now I have to ask you this. I ask everyone this. Do you want porn on it? Now, this man was of an age.
Oh,
and I was like, he goes, don't take personally. I have to ask everyone.
Davina,
and I just.
How old is an age?
Well, from judging from the telephone voice, I would say like 60s.
Was he ringing you on a landline?
And pretty much like.
Oh my God. Do you want porn
Want porn on it?
Like
him?
Almost like, would you like an extra handful of chips? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Do you want porn on
so
it?
So clearly he said yes.
I was so taken aback and I said, what's the difference? And he goes,
did not.
Yeah, I did. Because I was like, because I'm so dead. I was like, what the fuck? What a weird question to ask. And I said, so like, what's the difference? And he goes, well, if you don't want it on, I'll have to reprogram it. But you, and you won't be able to add it on. And I said, I will stick it on.
So you're getting porn on it.
So I'm getting porn on the stick.
I'm coming straight over. We're so, ordering a big pizza.
So now I'm curious, and which is the gas. And do you know what's so funny? I've never looked at porn on the Fire Stick ever. So now I'm going straight to the porn because I'm like, what porn is on this?
I just now, your poor dog's about to go through it. Oh my she? God,
how fucking funny though. Like I was so taken aback. Like first thing this morning, I was just not expecting that question from like an older gent.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Jesus, now I'm thinking all the like homes that have Fire Sticks with little kids.
And then I was thinking it must have been just always there because they have all those channels. It's like, you know, channels from India and everything.
Oh, it's the porn TV stations, is it?
Must be.
Oh my God, you're going to like have like farmers' wives getting piled or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Come here, have you heard anything about the Eternal Reunion?
Yes, I was going to bring that up actually.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So, okay, bit of background for anyone that is maybe a little bit younger. Eternal were a girl group in like the late 90s, I'm going to say.
No, early 90s.
Were they early 90s?
Yeah, 1991, 1992.
I loved them.
I hated them.
Did you?
I fucking hated them. I hate them so much. I thought like they were just, they always looked like scowly, angry bitches.
Okay.
And this, I'm going in now. This is like, but I always felt like this.
Yeah.
Actually, they're going on my list now. There's like Eternal, who I've always hated. Mm-hmm. Then there's Roisin Murphy, who I've also always hated.
Okay.
And who's the other one that's had a fall lately? Someone else. Russell Brand.
Oh yeah, Russell Brand.
I hate the three of them. So I feel Davina Devindicated. I'm like, actually, I've hated you for like all this time.
Yes.
And now I feel like, ha, I told you.
I was right. Yeah. Well, I mean, for those who don't know, basically Louise was an original member.
So there were three black girls and one white girl, Louise Nerding at the time.
Yeah, at the time.
And they were kind of controversial because they were an interracial group.
Uh-huh.
And there was two sisters. There was a girl called Kelly and Louise.
Okay.
And basically,
Vernie
and Esther. And then there was Kelly.
Yes.
And then there was Louise.
Yeah.
And Esther and Vernie were sisters.
Mm-hmm.
They were the Bennett sisters.
That's right.
Yeah. Bennett, the bitches. The bitches Bennett.
Fine set of lungs on them though. Jesus, great singers.
But they bullied Louise out of the band.
Right.
And then, because they didn't feel like it was the right fit.
Okay.
And then Louise ended up getting a solo deal and actually doing quite well. And then they bullied Kelly out of the band. They were trying to say that it was Louise had the problem. But then when they bullied Kelly out, there was a big issue there. Like, so then that, you know, it was clearly that they're the problem.
Okay. I don't remember any of that. Yeah. I thought Louise just left to do a solo thingy.
No, well, it was just like they were total clashes within the group. And that's why she never reformed with them. And then I think it was, Esther married Shane Lynch.
Yeah, which we've spoke about before, Shane Inch, because
Shane Inch,
renowned for having apparently a very large member.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
And that's not Adele and Keevy.
And so anyway, and then became like a born again Christian.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of Christian shit going on there.
They are very like holier than thou types.
Yes. Yeah.
But still, I never got that kind of like that aggro.
100%. By the way, like that was one of my rudders. I'm just going to get it out there now.
Yeah.
People that just keep constantly fucking mentioning God and Jesus and thank God and God has steered me. And like, I'm all about spirituality, have that, but like, stop.
Can I tell you actually, just when I was walking up here, I was walking past like up on Dame Street and there's like, I don't know what order or what, like
another
like,
one,
what religion
they're always outside, that
outside the Ulster Bank.
Yeah,
but they are there day in, day out.
Yeah,
like, and
speaking to no one. I never see them talking to anyone.
You know what though, I have to say, and like I saw them the other day when I was passing on the bus and I literally was thinking like that's their whole life. And one of them came up and I saw and she was like, sorry, I'm late. And she was like late for her shift to stand there and out her flyers. And the dedication it takes to do that is kind of crazy. It's getting nice and dull in here.
The glasses are glass off. Girls.
So it's getting kind of dull in here. Mm-hmm. It's getting kind of dull.
I'll think of a new conversation. Yeah.
It's getting kind of dull in here. No, so they're just standing there and like, I kind of feel a bit sorry for them.
Me too.
Because it's a bit
they're
like,
lost in a cult vibe.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm all for people having their beliefs and if it's, they're not harming anyone, but they're so invested in it that it's like everyone else is wrong and they're right. And it's, it must be a very exhausting way to live.
Which is, like, you know, that's how they feel about the gays too. They're like, stop ramming it down our throats.
Yeah, and that's,
like,
that's the irony. Yeah.
Whereas we should be like, stop ramming your religion down. Like they are perfect, eternal, that religious shit. Yeah. Like, constantly. Or, you know, these award ceremonies, I'd like to thank God. Yeah. Half you all are pretending you were virgins until you got married.
Well, actually, I was talking on that podcast last night. We actually were talking about Enoch Burke.
Oh, yeah.
That just came up in conversation. And the, you know, he's in prison now at the moment.
Is he?
So he's in, yeah. He's
That's
in,
so sad. Like.
It's the irony is that, like, I have actually compassion for...
he's warped from, he's, like, yeah, his
from the beliefs. It's so indoctrinated. It's just crazy. But it's like, but they don't have any compassion for us.
Or even their own son.
No.
That they're letting him, like, be in prison for what?
But it's like, just like the LGBT community, like, in general, it's like they don't have any... compassion, or it's like you're sinners.
Yeah,
and it's just like it's everyone's just, everyone is tired with saying brush. You know, it's very, very unfair.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of sinners and the whole Cork thing. So,
oh yes, what a good segue.
So, thank you, a professional podcaster. Yeah. So they've reopened his chambers.
I sent you this story. I said, what is going on here? Are they just trying to act like nothing happened?
So I believe they are just trying to act like nothing happens. I'm hearing that they're trying to speak to the Queens and get them to come back.
Tell a brief synopsis of what happened for people that don't know. Because a lot of people had messaged me saying, what's going on here? They thought it was in Dublin. So explain.
Yeah, okay. So anyone, especially if you're from the UK, there's this place in Ireland that is not the capital, called Cork.
The Rebel County.
Yeah, the Rebel County. Yeah. No, it's our second biggest city in Ireland. And they have a bar there called Chambers. Now, Chambers apparently lets people in from the age of 19, whereas Cork is renowned for being over 21s and some places is over 23s. I didn't know that. Which means it's always attracted a very diverse crowd in terms of not just... like gay people, but like a lot of straight students.
Okay.
And to the point that I don't know if it ever really felt fully like a queer space, but also from what I hear, a lot of people weren't being treated very well working there. And they closed and reopened under a different branding, taking all their flags down and called it Sinners.
Yeah.
Because it was Freshers Week and they wanted all the students to go there. So they were doing 2 weeks of straight which parties.
I couldn't help but feel like they call it Sinners, which in a weird way felt like it was like a up yours to the LGBTQ plus community. Like, I felt like I was like, there's something in that name.
Well, like, I think they ran a venue called Sinners before.
Okay.
So, which was a bit of a student
terrible
vibe.
Name as well.
Terrible. But
name.
Then for the Queens to go put on a fundraiser called Saints.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm here for that. Now, that's low key shade fun.
So are the Queens just gone from that bar?
They're gone. Yeah. Yeah, they're gone. You know what? I put myself in their shoes. I'd be thinking, right, long term, what's the end goal here? Because, you know, they need to work.
Yeah.
And also Cork needs drag. So, like, what can they actually achieve? Unless the bar, beyond just like, oh, we've put the flags back up and it's called Chambers again, comes across and said, this is how we're going to work with the queer community to make this a safer place. Because I heard that it wasn't great.
I also am surprised.
Security-wise as well.
I'm also surprised that that other venues haven't approached them about can we take them. That to me is like, where's the allyship there?
Totally.
Do you know what I mean? And
totally.
Well, like I told you when I was down in Cork the last time, just like last month, I noticed, because I was actually staying on Washington Street, like further up.
Yeah.
I think it was Washington Street anyway. And I remember.
So you were going in and out in and out. A private car and, you know, living the high life, drinking champagne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but when I'd be passing, I'd be like, it was.
With your tinted windows.
Tinted windows, just so they couldn't sell it. So it wouldn't be clocked. But it was open very weird hours.
Yeah.
And I just kind of thought, because I was curious. I was like, oh, maybe I'll drop in. And then somebody was like, oh, would they close at like 1 o'clock? And it was way too early. And just. Everything seemed very unstable.
Yeah.
And that was just from an outsider.
Loved it, but also really didn't feel like I was always in a queer space.
Yeah.
You know, kind of way. And I'd heard the stories. So, I mean, I don't want to add into that because I hope the girls get back to work regardless. And I hope the bar makes some sort of commitment to say they need to publicly address it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just like ignore it. But I'd say the girls are feeling a certain way because, you know, you need a few quid. Like,
Oh, definitely. Live in fresh air. But it does leave it open to new opportunities and to... to see what other scope can happen.
Mm-hmm. Can I get your opinion on something?
Yeah.
So I was in Spar last week and I wrote this down because it kind of shook me a little bit.
Okay.
And I was going to the till And my mom had just rang me 1 minute before and I answered it. And I said, sorry, just on the phone. And I handed the little things. And the lady behind the till went, good morning. And I didn't hear her say that. But I had just said, sorry, I'm just on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Handed that in. And I was kind of thinking, oh, she just wants you gone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that would be me on the till. I'd be like, I don't care.
Is this your local spot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't hear her say that. So then she very intensely leaned more in on me and looked like in my arm and good morning.
Yeah.
Almost rotted that I hadn't replied saying good morning.
Okay.
And I was really embarrassed for myself. I said, Mum, I'll call you back. And then I put down the phone. And in one way, I'm like, I get it.
Yeah.
But in another way, I suppose I'm thinking like, if I'm behind that till, girl, I just want you gone.
Yeah.
Like I worked on tills for years. And if I could fire you through, oh, like I would have, like little didn't exist when I was on checkouts. But if it did, I'd be a great little worker. It was like just a midweek.
Okay. Thing. See, I would say, and I totally get it. I think... You know, everyone's so busy these days. You don't be present in the moment. Mm-hmm. I think that is, we're all guilty that we are.
She wanted to fight me though. I could feel it.
Well, she's probably rotten. She's a retail worker. Like people who work in retail, I'm sorry, like never mind the NHS or the HSE. Mm-hmm. They should have been clapping at the doors for the retail workers.
Very fucking fair.
They're the people that should know you. Pots and pans, bang, bang, bang. Like literally. They're the people. They are the real heroes. If you've never worked in retail, you know, you haven't lived. You haven't, like, that modern day Cinderella's.
Yeah. She embarrassed me though. And now there's not a fucking hope.
You wouldn't
do it
again. No.
And now when I see she's on the tilt one, I'm like, oh, I think I might go to the other one. Or I'm like, hello, how are you?
Or all you do is just say, hang on a second, I'm just paying for this. And you just completely just hold. Like it takes 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. But that used to rot me as well when I worked in retail. Like somebody that just wasn't, because your attention isn't in the moment. So anything could happen. If you need something else, if your car doesn't tap right or whatever. Do you know what I mean? So you
can, totally.
You have to be present. Yeah. We all are guilty of it.
Yeah.
But it's just...
Well, now I'm desperate for her to like me. Like, I'm desperate. I'm like, how are you today?
Hi, she. Hi, she. Well, I'm just back from the UK.
Yes.
And...
That feels like so long ago already.
It feels like so long ago. But I have to say, like, since I came back, I haven't... My head is still spinning.
Yeah.
Like, because I think I came back and straight into Comfort for Dolly. And then I was like, I feel like the whole week...
Last week was the longest week of my life.
Just, I'm so in a tiz. Mm-hmm. It's very strange.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I did 3 nights at the Apollo, which was actually like amazing. Gas. And I have to tell you something that happened on the last night, which was like, so the last night there was...
Do I know this?
I kind of told you, but I'm going to have to tell the full story because I think it's actually just ridiculous. But the first 2 nights were absolutely amazing. We had a ball, but we tore the arse out of it.
Okay.
Like literally, I think like it was first night.
Party.
So we ended up, I went back to Vogue's with Joanne and Vogue and we had a fucking gas night. It was really fun. And then Vogue's like, I'm not going to go wild now because this is the first night and we have 3 nights and she's like, you and Joanne can go. Da, da, da. And I was like, grand. So cut to the second night. She's like, well, we have a drink because Saturday was like, they were feral. Like Saturday they were like first. Yeah. So we all got caught up in the wave of excitement.
Yeah.
So we were all like sculling the champagne and drinking and we were having the ball. And then we were dead on Sunday. We were all like, oh my God, we have to get through this. And then on their podcast, they were like full on blaming me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So they're like, it's Davina Devine. She's the reason. She's
I can add to this because night one of the Olympia show for Spencer and Vogue, she looked at me and she goes, now we're only having a small drink tonight. That was the first thing she said to me, a small drink, because fuck me, Davina Devine. Like, that was literally the first thing out of
Little
my mouth.
Does she know, like you're like a drag queen with a safety guard.
Yeah.
And I'm like this, like a dam that like is just open.
Yeah.
But the second night we went wild again and she goes, now I'm Rogue's like, I'm definitely not going wild tomorrow because I have to do this and da da da. And then cut to Sunday and we're like fucking wild again. And I'm like, I was so tired. I was like, oh my God. Because I had gone from Thursday straight into, so I did not get a minute. I didn't even sleep when I went up. I slept
and
for an hour.
Those
on the plane.
Big shows, girl, like that drains you a little bit. Drained. Because you have to, your adrenaline tries to match.
Yeah.
The size of the room, if that makes
sense.
Oh
my God. And it was like 3 sold out nights, which was mental. Yeah. And that venue is huge.
Yeah.
But
you must have been actually just dead from that alone.
Dead. Like. I just feel like I was like having an out of body experience. Mm. But the last night, I'll explain more on the Patreon because I feel like it was, I don't want to actually say what happened because I feel like, because it's slightly risque. So I'll tell you over.
Okay.
I'll tell you just where we're a little bit safe.
Okay.
Because it's like, No, I just don't want to say it like publicly. No,
save it. I haven't asked you, but I'm dying to know about the house. I'm dying to like, what's the house like? I want to know what everyone's house looks like.
I know,
like,
you're nosy bitch.
But I mean, you know, I'm dying to know about that house.
We had such a laugh, and it was so exciting. Such a great experience. And there's such a great crew to work with. Like, it was really fun.
Yeah.
But I have to say, London as a whole, like, I'm not into it.
If I could avoid it, I would. Like, your friend Lisa said to me, oh, would you be interested in coming over and seeing Davina in the London shows? Yeah. I said, Lisa, I will go and see her anywhere but London.
Yeah, it's...
I was like, you're talking an hour to get in from the... No, even longer, maybe an hour and a half to get from the airport to your hotel. Then to get from your hotel to anywhere is an hour, basically. I'm not into all this sitting in cars.
And it's all these little boroughs I'm just not into. It's like these little mini cities in a city.
Yeah.
It's really... And I don't know London, so I didn't really know exactly where I was. And I was staying down near...
And they all speak with that weird accent.
English?
I'm English.
Hello. Hello, Governor. I was staying down near Shepherd's Bush and it was kind of like residential, but then also there was like shopping at Westfield and I was just right beside it. So it was very strange.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out, is this a rough area or a nice area?
Okay.
Very weird. So
it's hard to tell, isn't it?
Very hard to tell.
Yeah.
And I went into Boots and I just need to get something. And like the one behind the counter, I swear to God, I asked her, I was like, oh, have you got any such and such? And she's like, she goes, yes. And she literally looked like she died, got back up and had to go and do a shift.
Oh my
God. She was literally like,
on Sunday.
Oh no, I was more bit of life in me, but she was miserable looking bitch. Mm-hmm. I was like, these people are, and there's zero customer service.
Oh God, love it.
They have terrible customer service. Like, I remember like going to, you know, when I worked
retail.
They
wouldn't be saying good morning.
No, like, no, definitely not. But like, you know the way, I remember working in retail and doing all these customer service workshops, and they were all based kind of out of the UK.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, God, we have really shit customer service here, but we do not. Like, our customer, even as bad as it is here, Irish people are so much more friendly. Mm. They really are.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you're in H&M or Zara, they don't want to know you.
But even here, they're still more friendly than they are over there. They're fucking putrid over there.
What the fuck is with the queues in Zara?
Zara H&M, I know. That's another top 10, like, official rotter.
Hate it. Can I share a story that I read this morning?
Yeah.
Gemma Collins. I'm going to read the headline. Gemma Collins shares her hopes to be a Vogue cover star as former editor Edward Anyfull is a fan after ditching her loud and proud style for a look that's more Victoria Beckham. And it had me rolling around. I was like, since when has she got a Victoria Beckham look?
Since when is she still on the go?
Oh, she's constant.
Like, but I haven't seen anything sight or sound of her in a long time.
I think she's not on our radar, to that kind of way.
But no, she used to be. She used to be doing way more.
More telly.
She used to be doing more stuff. And now she's like, and I'm not complaining, like, because she does come across a big fucking cow. Like, let's face it.
Yeah, well, I mean, she booked a load of gigs 1 year in gay bars and turned up to hardly any of them.
Yeah.
And didn't even let people know sometimes.
I'd say she's a weapon.
Yeah.
Did you ever see her Piers Morgan life stories?
No.
That she did ages ago. And she, it's just... She's just like the ultimate spoiled brat grown up.
Yeah.
Like just clueless. And just like thinks like her parents have like an endless pit of money and just, it's completely, she's just living on a different fucking planet.
Yeah. Well now I'd say what she's doing now is just selling clothes.
Yeah.
I'd say she just is buying clothes from Shein, relabeling them with Gemma Collins.
Sure, she's
designs.
Had that boutique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like that was a lie.
Actually have a dress from Gemma Collins.
Do you?
I do. Yeah.
It's nice.
It actually is nice. Yeah. I haven't worn it in ages. It's very like, you know, like that Baroque kind of print.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually nice. I must root that out. And her mother is called Joan Collins.
Oh.
Do you know that?
Didn't know that.
Yeah. How funny is that? And so, speaking of, or segue into that, is that my sister obviously came back from my party last month.
Yeah.
And I missed her wedding. It was last year. So my little sister lives in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in York.
Oh yeah.
York. And I've never been to York, never been to over to visit or whatever, and they bought a house, her and her husband. So I was kind of saying, I was like, God, I feel like I should kind of go and, you know, drop in.
Yeah.
So I was just looking at the diary and I was like, I really, because she was only back recently and kind of like months just passed and you don't see anyone.
So true.
So I thought, actually, I'm going to book a trip and actually just go.
Mm-hmm.
Now in hindsight, I just realized after coming back from the UK, I was like, actually, I hate traveling.
Yeah.
I just hate it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
On every level, it's not about where I'm going. It's just like, I just don't like going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go over to visit my sister. But okay. While I was over there, I was like, oh my God, Joan Collins, the Joan Collins is doing a one woman show.
Ooh.
And she's doing like 12 dates in the UK and she's opening it in York and it's on the Monday. So I'm going to go see Joan Collins. And
It's called
Beyond the Shoulder Pads. Behind the Shoulder Pads.
I love it.
How camp is that?
So you're going to bring your sister?
Yeah. So I said, would you go to this? And she's like, yeah. So it's like, so got tickets like in row C. So we're like, right, because I want to have a good look.
Oh, you want to see?
Yeah.
You
she's 90 see the years old.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
90 years old. And this is like her third book, I think. And I'm obsessed.
Oh my
like,
God. When is this?
It's like first week of October, like maybe first, second of October.
Oh, it's really soon.
Really soon, yeah.
Oh, fab. Yeah. Oh God, I'm actually dying to hear the stories from that.
So like, and if anyone hasn't, Joan Collins, she had, her last book was Juicy. She just tells all these stories about like old Hollywood. And it was just like of a time gone.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Love all that shit. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a little break here for a minute because we're supposed to do an interview in 1 minute with the lovely Ginger Minj. I don't know if she'll show up to that kind of way, but we'll see. Okay. And if not, we'll be back in a little bit. So we're back.
So our guest didn't show up.
Tina's almost sure that she's going to show at 4 p.m. I don't think she's going to show. But
well,
anyway.
Listen, like the intention was there. I feel like there's been some kind of confusion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Anyway, so where were we? Okay, Housewives. I wanted to do
Housewives.
Because I don't even know if you know this other story. So obviously, Shannon from Orange County is in a DUI. Mm-hmm. Firstly, she's saying she's going to go to rehab. Now, can I just say, you know, she doesn't want it. You know, she really enjoys a drink. So she has to do this PR bullshit. I don't care if she goes to rehab or not. So I'd rather say, I won't drive ever again.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to give the keys to my car away now. I'm going to tear up my driver's license and I'll be like, grand, Jack.
Do you know what's so funny? It's like with all these situations, I'm just speaking for myself here. I'm so desensitized to all this kind of scandal.
Yeah, like so much of it.
There's so much scandal, and it's like you kind of feel like now it's literally said Shannon storms the door in hit and run DUI, and I just went, ugh.
She didn't actually hit anything though, did she?
She hit a house.
Yeah, hit the house though, did she?
She did. She crashed into the house.
Oh, I thought it was.
She crashed into the house and did like criminal damage to the house.
Oh, okay.
And then she reversed and drove off.
Yeah.
And then she drove around the block, but then she just left her car in the middle of the road.
What?
But the worst bit what people are freaking out about is that she had the dog in the car.
Okay.
And then people are saying that maybe was she running from like a domestic violence situation?
Oh my God.
But I don't see. I think when she hit, the airbag didn't go off. And I think she hit her head from the steering wheel. So I don't think it was domestic violence. I think she actually just crashed and hit her head. And that's so, but who knows? But it all sounds, it's very chaotic and like iconic Housewives stuff.
Mm.
I just love that all this stuff is always caught on camera.
I know. And then Orange County right now is really good.
Yeah.
I've been like pushing it to catch up with it. And this is just going to keep them on a good roll. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I'm obsessed with Salt Lake City at the moment.
Oh, it's
you
manic.
Can leave. You can leave.
Should we talk about the husband?
Oh, yeah. I just love Meredith Marks.
Are they just not eating and they're drinking loads?
I don't know, but I love when someone drinks so much that they start to cry.
Or when Helen vomited like Heather.
Can I just say those espresso martinis look disgusting.
They just
look every time they kept bringing sheet and they'd all go yummies and I'd be like, ugh, they look I'm not a coffee
drinker.
Do you
drink coffee at all?
No,
me I'm neither.
Not. And especially milky coffee like that makes me kind of feel a bit and the fact that I know there's vodka in that and it's cold makes me go ugh.
Yeah, fucking vile. I mean,
I love the smell of coffee but I don't like the taste
too.
Of it. Yeah.
Like I try. I really have. And like even a coffee sweet, I'm like, get that away from me.
No, I'm all or nothing. But do you know one thing that I do have to say is that the ideal of the Housewives have all this chaos and like chaotic madness in real life and it's all caught.
Yeah.
But it just makes me think about like soap operas now.
Mm-hmm.
And actually just about how everyone used to be glued to the soaps.
Yes.
Like everyone used to, like you wouldn't miss a soap. And I fell down this Home and Away little rabbit hole from like the 90s, like when I used to be like, I was obsessed. I forgot how invested I was. Like I remembered people's full surnames and all from like characters.
Yeah.
And it was just like Home and Away, it was just such a simpler time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching this.
Now, I was more Neighbours than I was Home and Away, but I used to just watch Home and Away because it was on.
Well, I watched Neighbours like in the like early 90s when it was all like Kylie and that kind of era. Mm-hmm. It was actually like late 80s. And then when it was teenager, it became very more like Summer Bay.
Yeah.
Home and Away, Summer Bay.
Yeah.
And there was this one storyline that it's, because they're all on YouTube now, just with like, and they have these mad like slogans. So it's like, there was a character called Elsa.
Yes.
Else.
Yeah.
And she like ran the surf club and it was like, Elsa avoids another breakdown. And it was like part three, part, because there was four parts of Elsa like avoiding a breakdown.
Oh my God.
So I started watching these clips. And basically this guy just shows up in town. This whole storyline was like cut into.
Was that Alf's wife?
Yes. Alf's wife, yeah.
Elsa,
Flyman mongrel. Yeah. Flyman Stroop.
Alf and Elsa.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a pair.
What a pair.
Put together like.
And this whole storyline was summarized in 10 minutes. And I just thought it was so funny. And the comments were just genius. So basically, Elsa was this kind of woman. She ran like the coffee shop. And this man just comes into the coffee shop and he goes, there she is. She just disposes of people. You know, said something real abusive to her across. And then the husband chases him out and she goes, he looked at me funny. He was familiar. So turns out Elsa had been in prison, which I didn't know this, when she first came into the soap, for killing her father because he was like a drunk and he used to beat the family. So she went to prison. She was a convicted murderer.
Oh my God.
She came into Summer Bay. And then this guy who just showed up like years later was her little brother who was 6 when she was convicted.
Uh-huh.
And she took away his family. So he wants to take away her life. So he was like, I'm going to kill you basically. And then it cuts to, you know, Alf looking for chocolate in the fridge. The chocolate has gone missing because the man has been coming out of the roof. He's living in the attic it's a bungalow. So he's like, it's just like so nuts. And then eventually like it all builds up to Alsa is playing with her son and she goes to answer the door. And when she comes back, he's with the son. And then she's like, please don't kill the son. And then he goes, I could never take away his mother like you took away our father.
Oh my
Goodbye,
God.
Else. And just leaves. And it was just like the whole like murders like storyline just tied up in like 2 minutes. I was like, soap was such a simpler time.
Yeah.
The storylines are wild.
So similar. It's weird because one of my Google searches this morning was, I Googled the Strictly, this will lead into it.
Yeah.
The Strictly Come Dancing curse.
Yes. Right?
Which apparently is that like lots of the people end up going off with their dance partners. And then I ended up Googling how many people had gone off with their partners.
Yeah.
And there was this big list.
Was there?
One of them was Matt D'Angelo. Do you remember him?
Matt D'Angelo.
He was in EastEnders.
Yes, yes.
He was Dean Wicks.
Yeah, he was a rapist.
Linda Carter. Yes. Yeah.
And he's coming back into it.
Yeah. And I was like, Jesus, what happened to him?
Because,
those mad stories.
In EastEnders, they've like, and I see EastEnders every, like it's like Beyond Daytime. Mm. So like flickering. So I end up kind of always catch like the Duff Duffs. So I don't actually watch it, but
the
I kind
Duff
of
Duff.
The Duff Duffs. But turns out they've pre-recorded their Christmas Day episode. They recorded it like, they basically, Sharon is getting married on Christmas Day.
Okay.
And somebody gets murdered in the Vic. And it's all based on the musical Six. And it's like the 6 women of Walford.
Amazing.
And one of them has killed. And they all have someone in their life that they could murder.
Okay.
And they hold up like his hand. Like this has already been screened. It's very camp. It was done very well.
Okay, yeah.
They hold up this guy's hand and he has a green cufflinks. So everyone's looking for who's wearing the green cufflinks.
Yeah.
But now it turns out they start selling the cufflinks on the market. So now loads of people have the cufflinks.
That's so fucking clever.
It's actually kind of never been done, but it's...
I kind of want to watch now.
It's kind of like, I just found myself, you know, when you're just like, I don't watch this, but the characters are very familiar because you know them for years and you just kind of find yourself being pulled in.
Yeah.
Like, I would never be like set my recorder to watch it every day, but I could watch a bit and not be like repulsed. Like I want to watch The Chase, or if I watch Home and Away now, I'd be like, oh my God, I couldn't watch 2 seconds of that.
Yeah.
Whereas something like EastEnders, I could tolerate 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there still like 5 episodes a week or something?
It's still crazy.
Jesus, they must be wrecked.
I think they must be the only things that people are watching. Like,
maybe.
It's definitely an older generation, I think.
I was hooked at one point.
Yeah.
Just to go back to Housewives for 1 second.
Yes.
Jennifer and Danielle had a physical.
Jennifer and Danielle.
From New Jersey, Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Jen Fessler?
No, Jen Aiden.
Oh, Jen Aiden. And who?
And Danielle, blonde. Oh, new girl. They had a physical altercation and they've both been laid off for a while.
Oh, like suspended. For a bit.
Yeah.
Jennifer is great TV.
Great.
But she is very volatile. And I feel like she lashes out because she feels like she's not being heard.
Mm-hmm.
Defo.
Like, definitely. But honestly, all those little stories, I'm like, give me the episode now. Give it to me now.
But that's just building up.
One other thing that I wanted to mention to you was Julia Fox has come out and said that her and Kanye weren't having sex when they were in that little relationship. And then it kind of made me think,
is he gay?
Or is he just like not a sexual being at all? Do you know, kind of way? Like his relationship with women has always been a bit strange.
Well, did you hear the Kenya Moore story?
No.
So Kenya Moore was on Carlos King's podcast and she said that Kanye had asked her out.
Yeah.
And she went out on a date with Kanye and she went to his house. Did you hear this?
I actually did, now that you say it. Yeah.
She went to his house and he said, I'll be right back, and left her in the foyer or whatever. And she was there for a long time. She's sitting there. She never showed up. And when she went looking for him, she found him downstairs in the home cinema watching porn. And he was gone for like a long time. And she just said he was just sitting there watching it. And he was like, well, you've left me upstairs for so long, which I just find it so weird.
So weird.
Like, I don't think he's... What's the correct term to use these days? I don't think.
He's a wild kind
troubled,
of...
Troubled, I would say. Troubled.
And like, why are you watching porn? If you're upstairs with Miss America, why are you...
He must have got one of my fire sticks. Oh. He must have got the one with porn on it.
I love it. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that because I thought that was kind of strange. Yeah. Like, she, like... Obviously went out with him for 2 months or something, and like you think
wild. Yeah.
You think you'd throw the leg over.
I find that chaotic behavior very exhausting.
Yeah.
To be honest. I have enough chaos in my life. I'm like, I don't need to be hearing about other people's chaos.
Very true. Very true. Have you anything else that you wanted to give a little shout out to?
I don't think so. Let me see. Actually, one thing I do want to talk about, which is I've forgot to say about this, and just because we can kind of relate to it, is I'm obsessed with Boy George and Marilyn.
Oh my God, I have that written down too, but I thought I didn't think you'd be that interested to talk about it. So I'm currently getting really frustrated with Marilyn.
Yes. Yeah. And you have to, for those of you that don't know, it's on Twitter really.
Yeah.
And I've really taken a step back from Twitter just because of all the trolls and stuff like that. Twitter is a cesspit. So I'm trying to tweet less.
Yes.
And I did quite enjoy Twitter, but I think I'm done. I can feel the door is slowly closing.
It's just nasty.
Twitter. Yeah.
Ugh.
But I do enjoy Marilyn. It's Mr. Marilyn. It's at Mr. Marilyn on Twitter. And he's best friends with Boy George since the 80s. Mm-hmm. And
was it a legitimate pop star?
Yeah.
And like socialite and just like...
I think it was off that time though when everyone had to go a pop at that time. There was like, you know, because it was just the trendy thing to do and it was a very London scene and... Mm-hmm. But Boy George definitely had talent and could write songs and do all that. And I don't know Marilyn's credentials in that department.
Was Marilyn Gorge?
I think for the time.
Okay.
Like, I think, you know, Beauty's in the Heidi Bolt, I suppose. Do you know what I mean?
Because like Gavin Rossdale, who is Gwen Stefani's ex-husband.
Lead singer from Bush.
And a Wetzer, like legitimate Wetzer.
Again, of that time.
Was like, Marilyn and Gavin had like a full-on love affair, didn't they?
So Marilyn says, Gavin Rossdale denies it.
Okay.
But I think other people confirmed that in other autobiographies. So it's all... He said, she said. So, no one knows.
Yeah.
But basically, Boy George and Marilyn were like demons to each other.
Mm-hmm.
But all through this, like Marilyn would do things like turn up on Boy George's doorstep, ring the doorbell and film it. Boy George kick off because he goes, you're showing people where I live. This would kick off. And then Marilyn would be like, oh, you hate me. You hate me. And then this would do, but it would all play out on
Twitter.
And then Marilyn just keeps asking people for money.
Constantly.
But then in the next part, going, look at this gorgeous Rolex watch I have. I love the comments. And you see, I can't comment because I'll get blocked. And I don't want to get blocked.
That's why. But every time I look at these tweets, all I want to do is go, like, Marilyn,
cop on.
Yeah. You fucking moany bitch. Yeah. And you're lying to everyone.
And all these mad people.
Yeah.
See, there's this woman who she's from like down south in America. She wears a wig. And I think she struggles with a lot of health problems.
Okay.
But everything Marilyn says, even when Marilyn is clearly in the wrong, she's like, you're such a beautiful soul, Marilyn. She's just blindsided by like her memory or fame.
Yeah.
But it's fascinating to
hear. I don't want to get blocked either.
Yeah. So I'll just observe.
It's so frustrating though.
But if you want to see some juicy, and also she's gone down this mad rabbit hole of Russell Brand and conspiracy theories and all this madness. So it's juicy to enjoy, but the comments are the best. And some people will come out and just say exactly what we're thinking. So I quite enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, once you hear the conspiracy theories, you're thinking, what's going on?
I love how Boy George Tretton, they're saying, well, now it's my turn to tell the side of the story.
Oh.
And she was shitting it because he's like, I'm going to write another book and you're going to be a big part of it, basically about going how much of a liar you are. And she was sweating then. She was like, you can't do it. I'm going to see you. And da, da, da. So I'm like, I'm loving that they're just killing each other.
Real life EastEnders.
Yeah, very much.
A fucking gas. Okay. You guys, we're going to take a little break. Let's do a little shout out for a Patreon member. Let's shout out Alex Reynolds.
Alex Reynolds. Mm. That's a very familiar name.
Yeah, Alex has joined at our top tier because...
Do we have a picture?
Do you know what? There's no pictures on Patreon. Oh, actually, I think you can add a picture, but...
Do you follow people on Patreon yourself?
Yes. At the moment... I was following Heidi for a while because...
Heidi?
Yeah, Heidi and Closa, because she left All Stars 8, like she walked out. And I was like, I want to see what she actually says about that on her Patreon.
Did she say stuff?
Yeah, she did. Okay. So I enjoyed that, but I'm no longer following her.
I follow 3 people.
And I follow Heather still.
Yeah,
because I paid for the year.
Yeah. Oh, see, I know. I just do by the month.
I don't know how I feel about Heather still, but I am still listening.
I'm still listening, but I'm...
Heather McDonald is who we're talking about, by the way.
For those of you that don't know, she has a podcast called Juicy Scoop, and there's a lot of kind of controversy, I suppose, at the moment. I feel very torn. I don't know.
Her podcast is very good, but I think she might be a dickhead, and I think that will come to light at some point.
Yeah,
if it is the case.
And it's just one of those things, you know, when you are a fan of someone, you're like, oh god,
I really don't want her to be, because I do really enjoy her podcast. But I think, to be honest,
if our gut is saying that, maybe it is.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, totally. Anyway, if you would like even
more, Alex Reynolds, is there anyone else?
Petty Little Things. Let me go in and have a proper little look now. A sec.
Alex Reynolds, hi, welcome to the petty side.
If you want more, you can go on to patreon.com/pettylittlethingspod. And yeah, that's, you can support it there. Hold on. Let me see. And we'll be talking about the guest that we were supposed to have today who didn't show today.
We'll talk about that. Yeah.
Because I just got an email about it there.
Okay, cool.
And if you missed last week's episode, me and Devine talk about a nice little tit-a-tat that we had too. So
lovely.
That's where all the petty juice is.
Yes.
We'll be back straight after this.
So it's that time of the week. It is time of the week. It's not time of the month. It's time of the week. It's that time of the week. It's everyone's favorite.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Evolution's come pretty far if it's our time of the month.
Don't even start that conversation. Jesus Christ. That's all we need.
Oh,
they're having periods now.
Periods.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'm going to kick things off with Oh, it's so dumb. This rotter is so dumb. People off on holidays to like Australia or Asia.
Yeah.
And they go to the airport. They've got their rucksack on.
Yeah.
And they're dressed in hippie trousers or little like poncho hippie tops.
Yes. Because, like they're off to a desert island.
Yeah. Like they're Tom Cruise in Shipwrecked or whatever, Castaway. Tom Hanks. Yeah. I like lads, you're still in Dublin Airport.
Yeah.
You haven't even left. You're not even going to somewhere like, you know, through Vietnam or anything like that.
Yeah.
You're going to Sydney.
Yeah.
I literally saw someone, and I know they don't listen to podcasts, so I can say it. But like in the last week, I saw them do this person.
Hippie chic.
And then I was like, and then there's the people that come back from these trips, and then they can't let go of these trousers because
it's their identity. Yeah.
Their identity. And I'm sorry because I feel like some of y'all have probably done this, but no. I just know when I see that, I'm like,
I have to say, and I always think as well, people like that smell.
Yes.
Don't they?
You can smell.
Because it's something real hippie. It's like, well, you know, the hair washes itself. And you're like, no, it doesn't. Get yourself a bottle of Head and Shoulders. Like, scrub that fucking scent pit.
Oh my God. So yeah, that's my top one this week. Where are you at?
My one is kind of dark.
Oh.
But it's people that, that post a lot of things online.
Okay.
But it's constant drama.
Okay.
Like people like, again, like I just find people like that exhausting, but it's always really serious things.
Totally.
So it's people like, you know, will post things about death, post things about injuries that they have.
Okay.
But it's all just basically around getting attention.
Yeah.
And it just like, because I have so much empathy for people that are going through things, people that are suffering, people that are struggling with things, I actually genuinely feel for those people. Mm-hmm. But when you see these people that are having like
constant,
basically crisis, like, you know, mini crisis every week, mm-hmm. I find it very hard to have sympathy.
I totally get that. Yeah. I think in general, people need to be reminded that your social media is not a diary.
Yes.
Kind of way. Maybe don't use it as a diary. And if you are using it as a diary, why?
But it's also like, I'm all about like people putting up something that has really affected them. Mm. Or like, you know, they're trying to get a message across. I think that's actually kind of admirable or whatever. But you 100%. Know, when somebody is just like, happened again.
Yeah.
This, you know, or like, you know, oh, me again. And you're just like, actually, this happened last week. And it's like, people don't forget that often. And there's always people in the comments going, oh my God, I hope you're okay. Or it's like, I hope you're okay, hon, kiss, kiss.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like, I just find it so draining.
Yeah. No,
like,
it is.
And it's a blatant, like, okay, so I saw somebody was posting online there recently about, it was about a death.
Okay.
Then the death had happened like 10 years plus ago. And okay. It wasn't family death. It was like somebody that was close to them.
Mm-hmm.
But this has been going on constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And even the person I know, because I know the person kind of like the person's family has basically even said enough.
Yeah.
Because the family have actually been like, you know, trying to move on with their life, but to constantly just keep bringing it up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just for attention. It's just like, I just find that I think it's really unfair as well to the family. But like, that's just one example.
I just want to throw on top of that trauma dumping in general. Like that, it's a little on that level too. I hate people that just trauma dump on you. Do you know
what
that kind
do you
of
mean
way?
By that?
Where they just like constantly just throw all this like trauma that they're experiencing on you and then walk away and don't even go, how are you?
Or do you know, I find as well, trauma bonding.
Oh, I've done a bit of that.
Well, everyone has.
Yeah.
But do you know what I notice when it becomes like a script?
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about. When someone trauma bonds with a script, you know, I grew up in a shoebox. I had no windows in the shoebox. Da, da, da. And then, and I have a drink there while you're having it. Like, do you know, it's like there's a role because they're not connecting with actually the trauma that they're saying.
Right. Yeah.
It's like they're reading off a hello caller, you know, you're true to the trauma bond center.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
I
find that and it's becoming kind of more and more common.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And then I'm kind of questioning, are people just not getting the help that they need?
Or are they living for that moment? Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah. And then I'm like, are we all just fucked?
I mean, just fucked? Yeah,
I know we are.
Yeah.
But I think there's more people that are more fucked now than ever before.
Mm-hmm. I just thought of a really juicy story that I've been holding off on telling you, but I can't tell you right now on what we're recording.
Okay.
So just don't let me forget that I have a good story.
You know me, I won't forget this.
My next one is, it's about incorrect use of belts.
Okay.
So belts are like, you know, something that we all regularly use.
Yeah. But we used to use a lot more back in the early
days. Yes, very much so. I have one belt at the moment. That's it. And belts can really do a lot of work for you.
Yeah.
But also it can really look like fucking ridiculous as well. People need to figure out how to just dress themselves. Some outfits don't need a belt. Belts don't belong in your tits. Belts don't belong around your hips. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? They have a place to be. And I don't know, I've seen so many incorrect uses of belts lately. And I'm like, it's just ruined the whole outfit.
Yeah, as Coco Chanel would say, take one less accessory off before you leave the house.
Yeah, or else maybe need a belt. I do have one more writer that I'm just going to throw out as well.
Yeah.
And it's me. I watched a film. I think it's called like Love at First Sight or something. It's on Netflix. I have always been rotted by Jameela Jamil. You know Jameela
Jamil? Yes, I do. Yeah, I'm not. So you actually brought her into my psyche. Yes. I still have no real idea who she is.
Okay.
But I know she's a rotter.
And told that she's basically telling lies all the time.
Yeah.
She's constantly saying like, I was attacked by wasps. Like these stories keep changing. And there's this person that I follow called Tracy Morrissey who has
I love her.
Threads about Jameela Jamil.
She's obsessed with her.
But I watched a movie and Jameela was in it.
Oh.
And she was fucking brilliant.
Was she?
So I was sitting there seething at myself because she was so good.
Oh God.
And I am rotted by her. But then I was going, oh, that was hilarious. Like, I hated myself so much. But also it's a good movie if anyone wants a movie to watch.
And one thing I have to kind of say just before we finish is one thing that rotted me while I was away in London so you know how I'm always griping about the taxi situation here in Ireland. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like literally nearly jumping on the bonnet of a car, like, you know, like a mad woman holding onto the windscreen wipers as the car is going up down the street. It's so bad in the UK. Like, it's shocking. Like,
they just throw you around.
No, you can't get picked up.
You cannot get a cab. Okay.
There's no free. There's like, they have free now. They have Uber Uber where any old randomer can pick up in their car.
Yeah.
They have Ride. They have Bolt and they have Link or something. There's something else. There's all those apps. I had all of them and it was so hard to get a cab. Like, it was insane. I couldn't believe in a city like that. So I was rotted. One day I had 6 cancellations.
Oh my God.
And they were always on the way.
Yeah.
And you'd be waiting because like, I had to go to the gig.
And then
and
you've
I was
committed
like,
to wait on that one.
And they keep charging you. Like, they charge you for like, you know, before you get the car.
Yeah.
So then they're like, then you're waiting. So you're basically paying a fortune for not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Oh, that is really fucking annoying.
So that, but I just couldn't believe in such a big city that there was like less options than here. So I'm like, I'm kind of feel a bit like, even at our worst.
Yeah.
That's so much better than London. So yeah. So it's a little bit of a rotter, but also like, I kind of also love the rotter.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's appreciation for the rotter.
Fair. Fucking fair. Okay, you guys, that is the end of our episode. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a brand new episode. But if you need a little bit extra and something a bit juicy, head over to our Patreon right now where we're going to continue the chat.
Let's do it.
Stay petty.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.